Okay, today is Daf Tezayin. We're already into Daf Tezayin. We're up to actually the Mishnah toward the bottom of Tezayin Amud Aleph. Hamishal Shel Defonos, pictures would help today. Hamishal Shel Defonos, the Mimal Lamata, which means you have a schach, and then you have a wall coming down, but it doesn't reach the floor. It stops at a certain point before they get to the floor. So how high, how big can that gap be and you have problems? You see the case? You have a wall, it doesn't reach the floor. There's a gap. Im gavom min aret shloshet tvachim, psula. If it's more than three tvachim tall, meaning there's a gap of three tvachim from the floor to the wall, then the sukkah is puzzle. Says Rashi, why is it puzzle? Dahainu kadeshi is dakir hagadi, because a goat can fit into that whole space. Bebas Rosh with its head. Damaran Psula. It's puzzle. It's no good. Why don't we say this? I don't understand the answer to this question. So the Rishonim ask, what about good achis? Right? Good achis means we pretend the walls go all the way down. So why don't we do that here? I don't have a good answer. I don't understand what the answers are. The Meiri says, we don't say good achis because it's normal to build walls. Who builds a wall like that?
Yeah.
Who builds walls starting at the roof? Nobody does that. They go down.
So nobody. When we say good achis, we say it by Eruv, right?
Yeah.
Right. But by Eruv is to get around a Rabbanan concept for carrying. This has to do with making something livable.
Yeah. But it doesn't necessarily.
But we did have the concept already. We said if somebody puts four posts, like a chuppah, a roof with four posts. So do we say imaginary walls?
No.
On zero walls, they wanted to say it. So what's wrong with this? So here you have a 75% of the wall. The bottom part you don't have. So why don't we say that? So, oh, because the goat can fit underneath. So goat can fit underneath, there's no walls too.
So what type of shear is a goat?
What?
What type of shear is a goat?
And where did the goat come from?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
But if you're building a mechitza for a mavi,
right,
it has to be within three.
That's because of Lovewood. He didn't say love. He didn't say Lovewood here. He said Rashi because a goat.
Could Achlas only works upwards?
No, it works both ways. So that's what I think. That's what I think the Meiri is trying to say. There's no such thing as good Achlas going downward.
Right.
Right. Why not? Who builds walls like that?
Right.
It's very bizarre. Okay, but Mumata Lamala going up, whole different world. Right, you're building wood. You start at the bottom, like most people, normal people, and then you ran out of wood. You ran out of material. So how high does the sukkah have to be? Im gavoa esara tvachim kshera. As long as the wall's 10 tvachim tall, it's fine. Either can be a space of who knows what from the end of the wall till the schach. Not a problem, says the Mishnah. It's not a problem. Rabbi Yossi Omer, wait a minute. Kishem shalomata lamailo asara tvachim, kachumailo lamata asara tvachim. Nothing about a goat. If building up, you have to only have a wall of 10 tvachim, then building down, you also only have to have a wall of 10 tvachim. There's a gap, so what? There's a gap upward, there's a gap downward, no problem. So far, so good? Okay. What are they arguing about? The Chacham said, down to up, 10 tvachim. Rabbi Yossi said, I agree with that. I'm sorry. Yeah, down. Up to down? The Chacham said three tvachim gap, and Rabbi Yossi said no, 10 tvachim wall. And the gap, I don't care. So what are they arguing about? Mar Savar, Rabbi Yossi holds mechitza tuluya mataris. A hanging mechitza, because it's basically what it is, a hanging mechitza. You got a hanging mechitza. Umar Savar, mechitza tuluya ena mataris. There's no such thing as a hanging mechitza. No such thing. Therefore, you have to have most of the walls there. All right, three tvachim is a very small amount. We'll allow it. Once they love it, a goat that nobody can go in really. The person, it's really a wall. Okay, it's not 100% down to the floor. It doesn't have to be 100% down to the floor. Three tvachim is enough. But you don't know the thing, the hanging mechitza. Well, Tanan Hassam, there's a Mishnah in Irvin says like this. There's a chatzar. Okay? I share a chatzar with you. And in the middle of the chatzar, there's a bar, a pit of water. Now, the half of it's in my side of the chatzar, half of it's in your side of the chatzar. Can I draw water from that bar? Some say, yes. The chatzar is surrounded by a wall. So the whole chatzar is Rishos HaYachid. Even the water down in the pit is also Rishos HaYachid. It's not an issue. Most don't hold like that. Most say you have problems. Why do you have problems? Because when I draw water out of the bor is deep. It's in one Rishos HaYachid. I'm in another Rishos HaYachid. I'm in my chatzar. And yet, therefore, you have to make some kind of division of the water. Because, you know, water moves around. So any water that I pull out of the bor could be from your side. So I have to make, so what do I do? Bor shebein shtei chatzeros. If you have a bor between two chatzers, ein mamalin mimena b'shabbos. Ein mamalin mimena b'shabbos. You don't fill it up on Shabbos. El imkin asala mechitza asara tvachim. You have to make a mechitza going, now, bein mumala, bein mumata, bein besoch hagono. Where exactly is this mechitza? So it's a bunch of choices. Either on the top of the pit, on the top of the pit, I build a wall going through the pit, not going through, on top of the pit, right? Dividing your half and my half, that's one option. Or I can make it in the top 10 tvachim inside the pit, or on the surface. Either way, any of these options is good. I have to make a thing. How big is this thing? 10 tvachim. Now, if I build it on the top of the, on the ground level, so I build a wall on the ground level, it crosses over the bor, that's fine. What if I build it in the bor? What does that do? The water can be 30 amas down there, way down there, and I build a wall 10 tvachim deep, right at the edge of the pit, going down into the pit. That's called a hanging mechitza. That's really what it is. Right? And we say it's good. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Shimon ben Gamliel says, now we turn the page, Beishame Omer Mlomaila, or Beishil Omer Mlomata. And Tosva says, change the names around. The point is, where are you putting the wall? Either at the top of the pit, going down, or at the bottom of the pit, on the ground of the pit. Either way, Amr Yehuda says of Yehuda, Lo te mechitza gadol, but it causes of a name. You don't have to do anything. There's no greater mechitza than the wall around the chatzar. You don't have to touch the pit at all. Not leave the pit alone. Right? Says Rashi, the second line. Osa hanasis lechutz, the wall you made outside, bein achatzeros, surrounding your chatzar, v'tuluy al pnei piyabor, af al pi shalonasis b'shvil amayim. You didn't do it for the water. Right? So what do you see? They have this issue about hanging chatzers. No.
Even though it's the wall of the
chaser. No, so it must be something else. I'm sorry. Rabbi Huda said, you have a wall. Rabbi Huda holds that the wall is in the bor. How big does it have to be? No bigger than the walls of the mechitza.
Of the courtyard.
Of the courtyard. Meaning, the mechitza you built was 10 tvachim tall? That's all this has to be. What if the pit is 30 feet deep? You don't have to build a 30-foot wall. 10 tvachim is enough. So what do you see? Rabbi Yehuda holds from hanging mechitzas. Amar Rabbi Bar Barachan, Amar Be'ochanan, Rabbi Yehuda, B'shitas Abiyosi Amra. Saying the same thing. Damar mechitza tuluya mutaris. It's good. Velohi, absolutely not. Lo Rabbi Yehuda savalok Rabbi Yosi, velo Rabbi Yosi savalok Rabbi Yehuda. Lo Rabbi Yehuda savalok Rabbi Yosi. Adkad lo kam Rabbi Yosi hasam. Adkad lo kam Rabbi Yehuda hasam. When did Rabbi Yehuda say it's din by Erevin Erevin Chatzeros, the Rabbanan? The whole thing's the Rabbanan. We already have a mechitza around the chatzar. Now there's another mechitza for the bar. The whole thing is the Rabbanan. I will allow a hanging mechitza. Avos hacha, sukkah daraisa. Sukkah daraisa. Lo, I'm not allowing a hanging mechitza. What kind of thing is that? V'lo Rabbi Yossi, savalok Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yossi would not even hold a Rabbi Yehuda. Listen to this line. Ad kan lo Rabbi Yossi hacha, el besukkah mitzvah saseh. When does Rabbi Yossi allow a hanging mechitza? By a sukkah, which is a mitzvah asay. It's not such a strict mitzvah. It's a wonderful mitzvah, but it's only an asay. And asays, we know, are less than los asays. So for an asay, I'll allow a hanging mechitza. Avol Shabbos, but Shabbos, the isur skila, which is an isur skila, low. I will not allow a hanging mechitza. This is only did the Rabbanon. Because Erev is only did the Rabbanon anyway. The whole thing is a Shusha Yachid. Says Rashi, Melachas Doraisa. Yes, but the world of Shabbos is Skila. Machmirin Afilu B'mi Derabbanon Isbu. We're going to be Machmirin on Derabbanon on Shabbos. Put that Rashi in the refrigerator. Right? Even a Din Derabbanon. But since it's about Shabbos, has a whole other category of, it's a whole other world. We'll treat it like a Deraisa. Why? Because Shabbos is a Deraisa, it's very strict Deraisa. Vim Tomar, one second. So if that's the case, Masha B'Nasha B'Sipori, there was a story in Sipori where apparently they relied on a hanging mechitza. Al-Pi-Mi Nasa, who'd they rely on? Lo'al-Pi Rabbi Yossi, it wasn't Rabbi Yossi, because Rabbi Yossi just held that I don't allow hanging mechitzas on Shabbos. Only for Sukkah I allow it. El Alpi Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi. It was Rabbi Yossi's son, Rabbi Shmuel. What's the story? My Ma'i said, what was the story? The Chiyasa Rav Dimi Omar said, Pamachas, one time, Shachacho, V'lo Evi'o Sefer Torah Mi'er of Shabbos. You forgot? And the Torah, we left the Torah in the wrong chatzar. And we didn't bring it to the shul. Rashi says that he wouldn't leave the Torah in the shul. It was dangerous. Didn't have safes back then. So let's Torah the house. They forgot to carry it to the shul. How are we going to get it to the shul? And what happened was, Umachar, the next day, so Parsu Sadin and Al-Gabi Amudin, there were these posts going from the house to the shul, and they draped over curtains, and the curtains didn't reach the floor, and they allowed them to carry the Torah through the curtains. They viewed the Sefer Torah, Vakarabo. They took the Sefer Torah, and they laid from the Sefer Torah. How'd they get the Torah from the house to the chatzar? From the house to the shul? Because they put curtains over the posts? And the curtain didn't reach the ground. So what do you see? Hanging mechitzas.
Isn't that funny?
One second. Pirushus al kadaitach? Do you think they put curtains over the posts? Meichan avim b'Shabbos. How'd they carry the curtains on Shabbos? How'd they get the curtains out? Were they bona? Kilva carrying. How'd they do that? So that's not the pshat. Ella, matzur sadinim perosan al gabiudin. No, they were already there. The curtains were already draping over the post before Shabbos began. Therefore, they view a Sefer Torah of a Karabo. They were able to bring a Sefer Torah. And even if the curtains didn't reach the ground, that's not a problem. First of all, the whole thing happened before Shabbos.
Right.
How can I carry it across? Because Rabbi Yossi's son, Rabbi Shmuel, held. You're allowed to do that. He held a hanging mechitzas on Shabbos. Amr of Chista, Amr Abimi. Mechatzeles arba umashu, materes pesukah mishum dofen. You could have a board. He calls it a mat. It doesn't make a difference what it is. It's a four and slightly more, four and a mashu, and that'll be enough for a sukkah. How so? Hechi ovid. How are you going to do it? Tali lei beemta. You hang it in the middle. Pachos mishlosh lamata. Less than three from the ground. So I have less than three plus four is seven, and less than three to the top. Right? You have ten tefach sukkah. If I have four and a bit. If I have four and a bit, then going up to the roof, I have less than three. Going down to the floor, I have less than three. No problem. Upachos mishlosha b'lamayla. And it's less than three going up. V'chopachos mishlosha k'lavad dami. And less than three is like lavad. Sapshita. What's the chiddush of this statement? What's the chiddush? Have a sukkah, I have a wall. I need a wall. I have ten tefach is my height of my sukkah. I take a board, a little more than four. I stick it right in the middle. Less than three to the bottom, less than three to the top. Perfect. What's the chiddush? Now the tema, I would have thought chad lavad amrinan. Only one lavad we say. Tre lavad lo amrinan. We don't say two lavads. Kamash malan. We say two lavads. Says Tosfos, I know that too. We had earlier in the Masechta, there was a... If I build a mechitza, and I put a post, then I make three tachim. Another post. Less than three tachim. Another post. Less than three tachim. Another post. Less than three tachim. Another post. It's good. We had that. It's good. It's love it on both sides. So what's the chiddush? We have that already. Says Tosos, the difference is here, there, it was vertical. Here it's horizontal. I'm building a wall like that.
So why don't you stick with good asking, good
ask? One second. So one second. We'll get to that in a second. One second. So you hear what he's saying? So he doesn't explain. You make a difference between horizontal and vertical. What's the difference? The difference is that vertical is normal. Horizontal is not so normal. Vertical, I would say, 100%. You make posts, you don't have enough wood, so you space them out. A little less than three tefachim between each one, we're going to say love it. I love it on both sides. So what? But to do it horizontally with a wall, like a wall less than 10 tvachim, and then do love it on both sides, that's a strange thing. Right? It's a strange thing. Comes with the Gemara. It's totally acceptable. Totally mutter. Now, so Mati, I don't have an answer to your question, because the Mishnah started off by saying that if you have a roof, and you have a wall going down, and it doesn't reach the floor, it has to be less than 3 tvachim. Rashi says, because then a goat won't go underneath. What about gurachas? So the Iri says, we don't say gurachas when someone builds a wall. No, who builds a wall starting at the roof? Nobody does that. It's abnormal. To start at the roof and go down, it's abnormal. Therefore, we don't say gurachas. Why not? I don't know. You need a time to go through that sugya. Clearly, why not? Why are we not saying gurachas over there?
We have it. So why are we using it?
Exactly. So I don't know. I just don't know.
We also learned in Erev, you know, in Shabbos,
yeah,
that remember when you have the fences around the caravan to make it, and you could have ropes, and as long as the tefach wide, and you could have like three for each side, and that's kosher.
Right.
So,
right.
So why doesn't it apply to sukkah too?
I understand. So what? I don't know. We need more time to go through this more be'ion and figure out what all these principles. Why sometimes they apply, sometimes they don't apply. Okay, meshve. Machatelas shiva umashahu. It calls it a machatelas, which means a mat, but it could be a board also. It's seven and a bit. Mataris besukkah mishum dofen. It could be used for a sukkah as a wall, right? Now, why? Because it's seven and a mashahu, and then the empty space will be loved. So what's the chiddush in that? Right? Kitan yahi besukkah gedola. No, we're talking about a sukkah much more than 10 tvachim tall. It could be 30 tvachim tall. If it's 30 tvachim tall, I take the seven, I put it in the bottom, it's three to the bottom, three to the seven, then the seven, then I don't care how high it goes. Remember the Mishnah said, as long as you have 10 tvachim, it's good. I have the gap, we don't care.
Yeah, but look at this picture here on the sixth.
Yeah. I know, they did it the other way.
Yeah,
But like Rabbi Yossi.
How could that be kosher if there's such a space in the bar?
Because Rabbi Yossi held it has to be a 10 tefach space.
But he doesn't hold about the space for a ghost?
No, he doesn't hold it like that. Now, my kamashim, what's the chiddush over here? The mashal shlilim defonos mamal lamata? Rabbi Yossi? That's right. The chiddush is like Rabbi Yossi. The only thing is 10 tefachim. Amr b'ami, pas arbu mashu mate besukas mishum dofen. If you have a board, What's the minimum shear of a wall? Seven tvachim. So if I have a board slightly more than four, that's all I need. I have slightly more than four, space less than three, I have my wall. Right? Umokim lapachos mishloshet samach ledofen. I put it less than three tvachim away from the other wall, the L. I have one wall, then I have another wall. I have space, less than three tvachim, put the wall there, I got myself two walls. Excellent. My kamashma, what's the chiddush? Ha kamashmalan. Shir meshach sukkah katana sheva. That's just you know that the shir of a sukkah is seven tvachim. We know that already. We know this already. We know ten. You don't have to say love it 10 different times. That's what we're doing. Every time we're telling you love it, or these other halachah l'moshe m'sinai's that get you to make a wall. Okay. Good. Good. Next Mishnah. Hirchik.
So you won't have any
tomorrow?
No. Okay.
Hirchik es hasichoch. If somebody distances the schach min hadofen min hadefanos shlosha tvachim is a hard daf. Shlosha tvachim psula. If you have, you don't have enough schach. So what do? You put on the schach you have, and now you finish the putting on the schach. And there's a gap between the schach and the wall of airspace. How big is the gap? What's the halacha? Three tvachim. If it's less than three tvachim, not a problem. Right? The gap is three tvachim. Very important. A gap of airspace is three tvachim. It doesn't make a difference if it's by the wall or in the middle of the sukkah. It makes no difference. Right? Doesn't make a difference. Three tvachim is the gap. That's the first halacha. Bayis shenifches. If you have a house with a skylight, v'sichech al gabov, and you put schach on it, so the skylight has schach, but where are the walls? How far away are the walls from the schach? So the answer is, im yesh min hakosel l'sichach arba amos, psula. If it's 4 amos away, it's pasul. Meaning, the schach can be here, right in the middle of the room. As long as it's 4 amos to the walls, it's no problem. More than 4, it's pasul. And now, if it's less than 4, you can't sit under the less than 4 area. You have to sit under the schach. But it's not going to pasul the rest of the sukkah. It's not going to pasul it. This is a din called dofen akuma. We pretend that the walls go all the way to the schach, and you're good to go. Okay?
What's the size of dofen akuma? It's 4 amos.
Yeah. Yeah. Four amos. What's four tefachim? We never mentioned four tefachim on a schach. Never came up. Rashi points that out. Never said anything about four tefachim. When? What?
Boards.
Who?
Boards.
Boards. Boards. That was a gzeira of tikra. Gzeira. Oh, I'm sitting here. I can sit in my house. It's a gzeira.
That's to get to 4.
Right. But there's no etzem psul. What if I put 4 tefachim of metal in the middle of my sukkah? Airspace, we just said it's 3 tefachim.
Metal is, it just has to be less than half.
Who said?
We already had that.
We did?
Or we didn't have it yet.
Yeah, I don't know if we had that yet.
We'll have that.
I don't know if we had that.
Metal is the same as airspace. It counts as an airspace.
So we'll see. No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. It's a different shear.
Possible, it's not the same thing as air.
It's mechabal
too. It's mechabal, so it's not good. What's the shear for that? So we said yesterday, I have 100% good tzchach, and one of my kids throws up a metal stick up there. Does that pasul the whole sukkah? No. What if 2 metal sticks? What if 3? What's the shear? So we know the shear for airspace. Shear for airspace is 3 tefachim.
Yeah. We have the shear.
What's the shear?
It's rove.
Rove?
Rove is sukkah, but each one cannot be more than 4 tefachim.
So where did the 4 tefachim come from? V'chein. Chatzer shehi b'kefes aksadra. If the picture, so you have a think of an alleyway, and over the alleyway they build like a ledge over the alleyway, and I put tzchach on the ledge going from one ledge to the other ledge, same issue. How big is this ledge? Because the walls of the houses are over there. Then there's a ledge. There's tzchach on top of the ledge. So how far is the ledge to the wall? Same thing. Same thing. And the Gemara is going to ask, why are you mentioning the same case twice? Same thing twice. Right? Third case. Sukkah gedola. A very large sukkah. Again, I have a very, very large sukkah, but I don't have enough schach. A very big sukkah. So I fill up the whole schach with boards, which are not good, and I leave out one spot for schach. Same thing again, 3 times. Im yesh b'tachtav arba amos psula. If the boards from the walls go into where the schach is more than 4 amos, no good. Less than 4 amos, yes, good. So I said the same thing 3 times. Same case 3 times. Kalhani lamali. Why say the same thing 3 times? Tzricha, we need it. Deashvinam bayis shenivches. If you had a house with a hole in it, Mishum dahani mechitos labayis of Edom. The walls of the house were made for the house. Right? That's why I make walls of a house, because I don't want to live outside. I want to live indoors. So I made walls of a house for the house. So therefore, says Rashi, I can turn the house into a sukkah. How do I turn the house into a sukkah? I have a skylight. The walls of the house are the walls of the sukkah. Just the further away. So there's a rule called Dofen Akuma. That I understand. Aval chatzer, but the walls of a chatzer, hamukefes achsadra de mechitzos lav lachsadra vidi. The walls of the chatzer are not made for the ledge. What walls of a chatzer are we talking about? It's usually the walls of the houses,
yeah.
Right? But then I have an achsadra, I have a ledge, and I want to put the schach across the ledge. The walls of the houses were not made for the ledge; they're made for the houses. So I would have thought, Dofen Akuma doesn't apply. That's what I would have thought. You understand what he's saying? The walls of the houses are not made for the ledge. The ledger's protected from the rain. When you have any packages, and you're standing outside before you're fumbling for your keys, you don't get wet. That's nothing to do with the walls. They're not made for that. They're made to service the shade. So I would have thought you can't say Dofan Akuma. Comes on the Mishnah, yes you can.
Yeah. I mean, why is it different from having an overhang of your roof extending?
Because it goes to the wall. The walls of the house are made for the house. So I want to turn the house into a sukkah. Yeah. How do I do that? I get a skylight. I put tzchach on it. Now, if my walls are not 4 hours away, excellent. So I'm turning the walls of my house into the walls of my sukkah. Here, I'm turning the walls, not even made for the sukkah. So how can I turn those into walls? The answer is you can do the same thing.
It's external wall versus internal.
That's right.
Have a great Shabbos.
Good Shabbos. And if I had these two cases, mishum desachach on tzchach kosherhu. At least I'm using tzchach kosher. Avol sukkah gedola, but a large sukkah, not 100% sure what the Gemara is saying here. Sheikifuha bedavar she'ein mesachin bo. But now I'm using not good tzchach. Tzchach tzchach pasal. Who? Eim alo, tzricha. I'm not 100% sure what the Gemara is saying here, because the case of the sukkah gedola, I have a big sukkah, but I don't have a tzchach. Right? I don't have a tzchach. So what do? I fill up the whole sukkah with pasal tzchach, boards, whatever, and then I make my little sukkah with regular good tzchach. So the answer is, same thing. If the walls are more than 4 amos away, it's no good. Less than 4, that's good. So what's going on? That's a dofer akuma. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. If it's next to the walls, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It only matters if it's not next to the walls. If it's next to the walls, it doesn't matter. So what's the difference between this and the other two cases? I'm not 100% sure. Because before it was a roof, as opposed to pasal tzchach, it's the same thing. So I'm not 100% sure what the Gemara is saying here, but fine. Amar Rabba, says Rabba, Ashechintu l'Rabbanan de Beirav, the Yashivik Amri. I was sitting around with the Rabbanan, and I asked the following question. Avir posel b'shlosha. Airspace, the Mishnah said, is pasal with three tzachim. Tzchach posel, pasal b'arba. Tzchach pasul is pasul with four tachim. Where did that come from? Right?
Go back to Gezeres Tikra.
What?
Go back to Gezeres Tikra.
Exactly. Right? So Rashi says over here, it's a makam chashuv, and it's a chatzitza. It breaks up the tzchach, and it's a problem. Think about it. We never said anything about pasul tzchach. We talked about airspace. Says Rabbi takes it for granted. Airspace is three tvachim. Pasul tzchach is four tvachim. Right? V'amidol huana. Avid the pasul shlosha minolan. Minolach. How do you know three is no good? Did not. Our Mishnah said. Hircha gets a tzichach min adefana shlosha tvachim psula. Right? So you don't have enough tzchach, and you leave airspace, it better be less than three tvachim. No, the Mishnah said three, no one argued on that. The Mishnah said two things, three tvachim, and then dofan akuma, three different cases. Now, schach pasul nami.
One second, dofan akuma is from the edge of the wall, but who says anything about the middle of the sukkah?
Exactly. So Rabbah takes it for granted that schach pasul in the middle of a sukkah is four tvachim. Takes it for granted.
And dofan akuma is three tvachim.
Dofan akuma is four amos.
Four amos.
Four amos, a whole different thing. Right? Whole different thing. Again, it's only tzchach pasul next to the walls. If you have a sukkah that's 20 amos wide, massive sukkah, like by the Rebbe's, and you have tzchach pasul somewhere in the middle, four tvachim. Okay? Says Rabbah the following. Tzchach pasul nami lo lifsel ela ba'arba amos. Tzchach pasul should be four amos. Did not. Our Mishnah said. Bayis shenivches v'sichich agabov. A bayis that have you have like a skylight. Im yesh bein tzichach l'kosel dalet amos psula. It's puzzle. What's the shear? 4 amos. V'amru li. And they said to me, no, Rabbi, you're not chapping. Bar minei. Leave that alone. Hahi derav u'shmul amri tarvayu v'shem dofan akuma naguba. We're talking about dofan akuma. When it's next to the wall, the shear is different. When it's next to a wall, the shear is four amos. When do we say four tvachim? Only in the middle of a sukkah. What about airspace? Three tvachim. Okay? Right, look at Rashi. It's the second to the line before the lines get wider. Right in the middle. Damrin and Dofan Ahu, V'chi Amrin and Arba, I'm on the last skinny line. The mid-sized level lines. V'chi Amrin and Ba'arba, when do we say four tvachim is no good? Kigon be'emtza rachok ben hakosel da'al amos. When you're in the middle of a sukkah, more than four amos away. De'ena yachol levatlan, ayde akim as dofen. We can't say dofen akuma. Why not? Because you're more than 4 hours away. V'nimtza chotzitz pesukah ben kosher l'kosher. Apostles. V'arba havi makam chashuv liyos chatzitza. Four tvachim is a makam chashuv. So Rabbi said 4 amos? So no, Rabbi, you're mixing up. You're mixing up Dofen Akuma and Tzchach Pasol. So there are three things here going on. Airspace, Tzchach Pasol, and Dofen Akuma. Airspace, three Tzvachim. Tzchach Pasol, four Tzvachim. Dofen Akuma, four Amos. Does everybody get that? Because get hard now. Everybody got all that? Three, airspace is three, Tzchach Pasol is four, Dofen Akuma is four Amos. Okay. V'aminu Luana, says Rabbi. Well, I have a question. Ma ilu ikeschach pasul pachos me'arba. I have a sukkah, and there is schach pasul four tvachim, less than four tvachim. The aver pachos mishlosha, and right next to the pasul schach, less than four tvachim, I have airspace less than three tvachim. But between the two of them, it's more than four tvachim. Do they combine? Do they combine to make my sukkah pasul? Schach pasul plus airspace. Do they combine? No. My Kshira. So it's no problem. No problem at all. Now, again, I have Pasul Schach and airspace. I take the airspace and Miluhu Bishpudin. I put in more Pasul Schach. My, what's the story now? Psula. It's Pasul. Right? It's Pasul.
Why can't I turn into two sukkahs then?
Because maybe you don't have enough space. I don't know. You have to have walls. You have to have walls to turn into two sukkahs.
Yeah.
Right?
You have three walls.
Says Rabbah, I don't understand. If airspace is more machmir than pasul schach, airspace is only three tvachim. Pasul schach is four tvachim. So if airspace is more machmir, right, then why are we being more makel, right? So we had pasul schach and airspace. Kosher sukkah. I take off the airspace. The airspace is there. I add more pasul schach now. I have more pasul schach. V'lo ye aver de paposel b'shlosha b'schach pasul haposel b'arba. Right? Why is airspace, if I had pasul schach and airspace, it's okay. But I have more pasul schach, now it's not okay. But airspace is more machmer than pasul schach. So how come that was okay, and now when I added pasul schach, it became not okay? You know what he's asking? If I have pasul schach and airspace, it should also be not good. Why? Because airspace is more machmer. How did I have a more machmer sukkah made of kosher, but when I made the more makel thing, I made it pasul?
It's a matter of shear. You didn't have to shear
in either
one.
Right, but here, right, but here
what he's at, it doesn't matter what it looks like. One looks like a sukkah that's missing a spot, and the other one looks like you put a pasul schach.
You hear what he's asking? So, Amrullah, Amruli, they said back to me, Ihachi, you want to go down that road? Lididach, then according to you, Nami damarta schach pasul posel ba'arba amos, you held that schach pasul is pasul of four amos. We told you, no, it's Dofen Akuma, but you knew that. You knew the halach of Dofen Akuma. We're going to see it on the base. Rabbah holds, the shear is four amos. Not four tzvachim. Four amos. Rabbah's not going to differentiate between Dofen Akuma and not Dofen Akuma. So they say back to Rabbi, well, you hold that Dofen Akuma, you hold Paschach Pasul is four Amos. So what if you have the following case? Ma ilik a Schach Pasul Pachos Midalan Amos. You have Schach Pasul 3.9 Amos. So good or not? Good. The Avir Pachos Mishlosha, Nami. And right next to the 3.9, you have 2.9 of airspace. So kosher or not kosher? Kosher. You don't have enough Schach Pasul. You don't have enough airspace. Kshera! Now, Malia Bishbudin, you take away the airspace and you add more schach puzzle. What happened now? My psula. Now it's puzzle. But one second, according to you, airspace is more machmir than schach puzzle. So when I had 3.9 and 3.9 amos, and 2.9 tvachim, it was good. Now I added more schach puzzle, it made it no good. How could the machmir thing be kosher, and the mekel thing is puzzle? How could that be? Same question. Right? The machmir thing is airspace, that was okay. The answer is what you said, because it's two different shiurim. Right? But going down this exercise, my psula is puzzle, lo ye avir apostle b'shloshav, it's kishach puzzle apostle b'arbanos. How could a machmir thing of airspace keep the sukkah kosher, but when I replaced it with chach puzzle, which is mil mekel, I ruined it? How could that be? Same question. V'amidu luana, and I answered back, hi mai, what are you talking about? Bishlom ledidi, damina arva amos, I hold 4 amos, mishum shiura. V'lav shiurahu. It's not the shiur, says Rashi on top line. The arba amos have a shiur lipsol. 4 amos is the shiur. Where do you get the shiur 4 amos from? From Moshe Rabbeinu. Right? No, Moshe Rabbeinu told Hashem that. Otherwise we have no idea where it came from. Upachos mikan eno shiur puzzle. Less than that, it's not puzzle. Vein tam mishum dofen akuma. Nothing to do dofen akuma. Elo kach shiur lo puzzle elo chomosh mishinik. Shakol shiur. Every shiur came from Moshe Rabbeinu. How do we know what kizai is? How do we know bas mitzvah girls 12 years old? It's all from Hashem Moshe Rabbeinu. How do we know schach puzzle is 4 amos? I hold halacha Moshe Sinai. The high airspace lav shiuru. It's not the shear. Given the low shavi shiurai olado di lo mitzdarfi. So the two shears don't combine. They don't combine. El didchu, but that's not a problem, baby. You've much better. You was 4 tvachim and 3 tvachim. El didchu, but according to you guys, shir misham haflaga. It's not because of halacha Moshe Sinai. Nothing to do with that. The issue is airspace, right? Right? Look at Rashi says on the second skinny line. The ha'arba, the kamrisu, the 4 tvachim that I mentioned, lo tnan luhu b'masnisim. 4 tvachim is not mentioned anywhere in the Mishnayos. Le'in yitzchach pasal. V'hai svara menalachu. It's only a svara. Halacha doesn't say anywhere in the Torah, anywhere in Mishnayos, about 4 tvachim, pasal in the sukkah. You made it up. Nah, here you svara. Rashi said it's a chatzitza, it's a makom chashuv. It's all wonderful svaras. Doesn't say it anywhere, right? Atan haynu tamaychu mishum debechol makom chashvirim dalat tvachim lios makom chashuv latzmo. We always hold 4 tvachim as a makom chashuv. I hear you. Atem omrim sheavze makom hu latzmo chotzitz besukkah zu lasosa kishtayim vein defanos lehem malius bale. So you hold that it's a makom chashuv. If it's a makom chashuv, it doesn't not rooted in any halacha. So 4 of schach pasul and 3 of airspace should pasul the sukkah. Why are you saying it's good? Makes no sense. If you're holding about separation, it's 6.9 tvachim of separation. It's more than 4. So one's wood, one's metal, and one's air. What's the difference? By me, I hold dofan akuma as halacha Moshe Sinai. Dofan akuma, yes. Airspace, no. I don't have a problem. You guys don't make any sense. Because 4 tvachim you made up. Good, you made it up because it's a chatzitza, I understand. So if it's a chatzitza, if it's a separation, then what's the difference if it's paschach, puzzle, plus airspace? What's the difference? You hear what Rav is saying? El l'dizchu damrisu shir mishum haflaga, the issue is because of separation. Mali is probably with schach, puzzle. Mali is probably with schach, puzzle, v'aver. What's the difference if it's schach, puzzle? And what's the difference if it's schach, puzzle, plus airspace? Why does the airspace save the sukkah? I have 3.9 tvachim of schach puzzle, 2.9 of airspace right next to each other. Why is that good?
So
that makes no sense.
They don't hold tofen akuma.
Who? No, you're more than 4 amos away. You're more than 4 amos away from the wall. So there's no more tofen akuma. You're 10 amos away from the walls.
I'm not understanding the question. We have tons of times you have 2 shiurim they'll combine together. You have on Yom Kippur.
Right, we're going to get to that. So Amalei, Abaya. Right, that's exactly what the answer is going to be. Amale Abaya, v'lomar nami nihi delo shavi shirayo besukkah gedola. But your answer is on a sukkah gedola, and a chanami, we don't combine the shears. Besukkah katana milo shavi l'shirayo. What about a small sukkah? What if the whole sukkah is only 7 tvachim?
Well, what is the definition of gedola and katana?
7 tvachim and not 7 tvachim. So if it's 8 tvach sukkah. 3.9 of it is chach pasul, 2.9 of it is airspace, a good sukkah. There's no kosher chach here.
7 times is the minimum.
Right, so you have the minimum sukkah. And I have 3.9 airspace of chach pasul and 2.9 of air.
What is the sukkah gedola?
10 amas wide.
No, but there's no shiur for sukkah gedola.
What? Exactly, the point, exactly. Exactly. So then if it's bigger than Zion by Zion, well, I don't know if it's 8 or 9, you also have a problem. But it's only a larger sukkah. Right? Amale, so he says back to him, Hasam, la mishun deshavi shirai ala dadi. It's not that reason. Ela mishun delesse shir with the sukkah. Then he don't have a shir sukkah at all. So what was his answer? What was his answer? His answer was, the shirs don't combine. The shirs simply don't combine. So chalhecha delo shavi shirai ala dadi lo mitzdarfi? Is that true, Mati? That whenever the shears are not the same, they don't combine? Is that true? Vot nan.
How does that answer your original question?
My original question was...
The original question was, how could it be, the Gemara's question was, how could you have something, how could the more machmer become the maker?
The answer is...
Shears don't combine.
Shears don't combine. That's apples, that's oranges. So when I have apples are not oranges, and oranges are not apples. So therefore it could be set a 6.9 tvachim of makos kach. Doesn't matter what it is. However... Correct. Provides that in a small sukkah. However... If I have apples and oranges, and I remove the oranges and replace them with apples...
Doesn't really answer the far bigger question.
Now, I hear that. It's, like I said, if you, when you're rushing and you're trying to do dafyomi, it's hard to get down to the nitty-gritty of the sugya, but we do want to be Ian. So the Gemara says, one second, you're telling me now that anytime the shear doesn't combine, anytime there's two different shears, they don't combine? But not, there's a mission in Kelim. Habeged shlosha al shlosha. A beged's got to be a minimum of 3x3. Hasak... So 3x3 what? 3x3 tvachim to become what? Tvachim? No. Tvachim? Yes? 3x3 tvachim. Habeged is made shosha shosha tvachim. That's the shear, minimum shear to become tamei. So it's a shosh of a thing. Hasak, sack, is arba al arba. Haor, chamisha al chamisha. Mapat, shisha al shisha. Or is leather. Mapat is some kind of different kind of material. Fatani Allah, but we have a mission said, Habegid va'asak va'asak va'or va'or va'amapet va'amapet esafet zen zen. They all combine with each other. How can they combine? But just the two shears don't combine.
Why don't we just finish Yom? Just use that as an example.
Right. So maybe because we're trying to use...
You can't drink in the same shear.
Right, I hear you. I hear you.
No, that's a different thing because you don't get satisfied by...
No, by eating and drinking together, he's saying. I hear the question. So the Gemara says it's a different question by what's it called? By the tuma. Hasam ki detani taima. No, that's a different reason. Amar b'shimon matam. Why do these things combine? Why do these different shear things combine? The answer is hal v'ray l'tame moshav. What do you mean? You once you have a certain shear, what's the difference? What it's made out of? Kid did not like the Mishnah there said in Kelim hamiktsoa mikula on tefach al tefach tame. If you cut them spaces tefach v'tefach, it's all tame. Tefach al tefach, l'may chazi. What do you do with tefach al tefach? V'amar shmu, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Mishum Rabbi Yanai, hol v'royal l'gabi achamor. You put on the donkey to help you so you shouldn't get a rash when you're riding on the donkey. It's not comfortable. So you put a little thing over there. So what do you see from here? That's why they combine. They combine because the same shear. It's the same shear at the end of the day. All you need is size. What's the difference of the material is? So that's why they combine. Why should chach, puzzle, and airspace combine? And the answer is they don't combine. Okay, so we'll stop here. We'll pick up here on Sunday, on Sunday morning. Yeah, I think we'll continue from right here. It's not going
to
be long. Exactly. So we'll stop here, and everybody have a very good day and a good Shabbos.